got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Tuesday. Again, these days and weeks and months and years are going by like 90, going north. We have every way. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, doozy. This question is, I don't know if anyone ever asked this question before, and it seemed that everyone just had taken for granted without asking about it. So it occurred to me because I hear it all the time, and no one ever asked. Did Jesus say you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? Did Jesus say you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? Did Jesus say it? Really? I really want to know. I really want to know you. Did Jesus say it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you know, I'm a podcaster show. I got to go to the market, or I got to go here or work out or whatever. You can podcast, but you can listen to the show on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go and buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we're going to get to all your super chats. I know there was some we didn't finish yesterday due to time, but we will today. Come hell or high water. Amazing. So it is Tuesday. And some of you know, unless you just tune in right now, that I like Tuesdays because, not just because it's a Tuesday, but it reminds me of the good old days when America was America and when people loved one another and treated each other, never mind the color, the way that you would like to be treated. It reminds me of that. It also reminds me of when country music was the thing, the real music. So today is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
A son's job.
Amazing.
So, I have a question that was on my mind. Something's on my mind. It's been troubling me a long, long time. It was on my mind. And so, I thought, I'm going to ask this morning. Because it's one of the dirtiest things I've heard of darner things, but this is one of the darnest things I ever heard. So I think I'm going to have Hate coming to here, and Derek is answering the phone, so he can't come in right now, but Kurt, my experts, and if Derek want to come in, definitely Derek too, and the incoming. They didn't know I was going to ask this of them, and I didn't know it either until right now. I really want some feedback on this question. Amazing. Amazing. So my experts are here. Derek is busy, right?
Correct.
Okay. Y'all don't want to close that door back?
We're born in a barn. Anchor Baby would do it.
So I have a question for the audience, the world out there, around the world. Yep. And for my experts. But first, let me introduce my experts. To my far right and your far left is Kurt. And Kurt is the producer of the Puncher TV.
Hello.
Puncher TV. And then, and good also morning. An expert here on JLP. And then the, to my far left and your far right world, the host of the Hake Show.
Hey, guys.
HateReport.com. And an expert here on the JLP show. And to my far right, and your far left, the host of the American Anchor Baby Show, and an expert here on the JLP show. So my question is,
yo,
I have really, it's just really stuck in my mind now, which is different. I noticed that all people tend, except for those who start to wake up now, I guess, believe that anger is necessary. They believe that anger is a normal human response to what's to the way someone else treat you. However, whether married or not, friendship, whatever, worship. Everybody seems to think that anger is a normal response. And that's the darnest. And when I was growing up, I never heard anyone say that anger was normal. Because anger, it breaks up friendships and relationships, businesses. It destroys children. Nothing good comes from anger.
Right.
And so, but yet, you even hear the Christians say Jesus was angry. So, I ask you first, Kurt, do you see anger as being a normal thing?
I would say that sometimes it does feel normal. It feels like it's you.
The anger feels like it's you?
Yeah.
And so it feels normal?
It feels like it's a part of you, yeah.
So, okay.
Because people are normal since they're kid, or not normal, angry since they're kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever since they're come out, so ever since they can remember, I feel.
And hey, when you were growing up, did you see anger as being normal? And how do you see anger? Do you see it as normal state of being or abnormal state?
I didn't think of it as normal or abnormal. I thought of it as irritating.
When you were growing up?
Yep. So when people were mad at me or mad in general, I didn't like it. And I didn't like how people made the excuse, oh, he's just tired or whatever. You know, people make up an when people are tired, they're more prone to show their anger.
Right. Oh, yeah. I've heard that, too. Don't be mad at Mama. Mama just tired.
Yeah. He's tired, and so he's grumpy.
Right. Your stuff dad like is that. Grumpy because he had a long day at work. I've heard that, too.
Yep.
So when you are angry, do you get angry?
Yep.
And so does it feel normal to you?
I don't know if it feels normal. It doesn't feel good. Sometimes it feels, quote unquote, good when you're in the high of it, you know.
So when you're in the high of anger, it feels good.
Yeah. If you don't even really catch it, you're like, I'm very calm. You know how people...
They're like, hey, man.
Because their whole approach is totally wrong, and yet in that approach, it looks like it's logical, because you can argue from... an evil logic, you know?
Right.
So, I don't know if the normal thing is right, though. But I always had issues with it. Issues even with other people being angry,
right,
and with myself being angry. Because, okay, never mind. I was going to say, like, the Bible...
The Bible said it
spent so much time discouraging anger.
Right.
And then they grab that one verse, which is in the midst of discouraging anger, to say it says, be angry. What the heck?
And so you, even though, do you still get angry at times?
Yes.
And so anger feel normal or... abnormal, even though you don't like it when someone angry at you,
uh-huh,
when you're angry, does it feel normal or abnormal?
It feels common. I don't know if it feels normal. Common. It feels typical.
Okay.
But I don't know if it feels normal.
Amazing.
But, you know, everybody gets angry and stuff like that. And so in that sense, it feels, it seems normal and it seems impossible not to ever be angry again, all that stuff.
How about you, Anchor Baby? Do you get angry, and does it seem normal if you do?
Yeah, and it's not normal.
Does it seem normal?
No. Doesn't feel normal, doesn't seem normal.
Has it ever felt normal, or you thought it was normal?
No. That's why when I heard you say that it was evil, it made so much sense.
And so before you heard that, what was your impression of anger?
It's strange because it's really almost no impression at all. It's like you're in it and you don't need to have an opinion because it's just a normal reaction. But you don't even have to think about that it's normal. It's just how you react. It's so quick.
Yeah.
You never even had to have an opinion.
So when you're in anger, it just seems like a normal state of being. So you don't think of it as being wrong or right.
Right.
It just seemed normal.
Yeah, there was never any instance where there was space. Did you mic off?
No, it's just that he started speaking over here. It seemed normal.
Oh, that's what I was like, is there the fourth person? That's why he confused me.
My bad.
My headphones are
off. I am the fourth man.
And I can't see you guys.
True.
Where were we? Yeah, there was no space between growing up, being a person, and emotion coming in anger, and for there ever to be a moment for me to think about it.
Oh, and so,
like in a deep way.
Before you heard me say, "There's never a reason to be angry, no matter what happens out there." In the world, people attack you, or you feel something or other. Is there ever a reason to be angry?
No, I mean, there's never a good reason.
And so how can you protect yourself if you don't get angry?
You said...
How can you protect yourself? Because a lot of people think that they need anger to protect themselves. How can you protect yourself if you don't get angry?
You know, there's only one way I know about that, and that's where if you don't get angry, you're detached. And so that's the only thing I get about that. Because, for example, if you didn't care about something, whether let's say you didn't care about how someone felt about you, whether they felt good or bad about you, you wouldn't even think about that. It wouldn't even be a reality for you. So I think that's the only way I see that for those that think that you protect yourself with anger, that how I've seen that you can get protection from not having it, it's like that.
And how about you? Are you able to, do you think you could protect yourself without being angry? Or do you need anger to protect yourself? Kurt?
You probably could do it without anger.
Have you learned to do that yet?
I guess I'm in the process of learning it.
Yeah. Amazing. And how about you, Hake? Are you able to protect yourself without anger?
Feels like yes. In that, there's things that don't get me mad, you know, and those I'm protected from those things.
Yeah.
And the things that do get me mad, I have to play like I'm not angry or be angry or whatever to feel like I'm protecting myself.
I have to play that now, even though you're mad, you have to pretend you're not.
Yeah, right.
That must be difficult.
Yeah, because the whole purpose of them saying something or whatever, oftentimes, is to try to make you visibly angry.
100%.
You know? Uh-huh.
Human beings, the only purpose they have is to get a thrill from you or from themselves. So they either want to make you react to anger or they want to make you react to something good. So they'll say or do something good for a reaction from you or something bad for a reaction from you. But as the anchor baby was just saying, there's no need for either one, really, the good feeling or the bad one. Amazing.
Nice.
And so do you, and last question about the anger. I think it's the darndest thing I ever heard of, folks. I never thought that society would believe that anger is good. Even in the good old days, the people knew anger is not good. Stop being mad, they say. Why are you angry? They always remind you that anger was not good. But anger is a theme now for religious people and non-religious people and everybody. It seems they think it's real. It's a darn thing. It's crazy, but okay. I want you guys, in the final thing about the anger thing, because I want you guys to, Derek is saying that you can have righteous anger. Oh, I didn't mean laugh. What is righteous anger, Derek? So wasn't it?
No, that was a good question. I was going to give final thoughts, but please.
Okay, go ahead.
We're talking about righteous anger.
Yeah, Derek is not here right now. What are you about to say?
No, it's just, even listening to this about righteous anger, and any anger that's come out, it's the devil. Like, if I could paint a picture of it, it is the devil, the devil, the devil. So
yeah,
I don't think it's anything good. And anger makes you have an opinion about people. And it's weird when you don't have an opinion about people, you see people have an opinion about you, yeah, and you actually rise above, and you just see them stay in their opinion.
Absolutely. That's deep.
It's very interesting.
That's deep. It's funny how angry people always want to talk about righteous anger.
Well, but, I mean, all anger feels kind of righteous most of the time, almost.
It, amazing. But I have to have Derek in at another time because he's manning the phones right now to get him to explain. He said righteous anger without malice. And one day, maybe on Bible Thumper Thursday, I'll have him come in and explain that, all right?
Nice.
My producer, Derek, he's also an expert here on the JLP show. So speaking of anger, I want you guys to respond to something here. I want your thoughts on this, and then I get to your calls. Your thoughts on this incident from Black Enterprise. The governor of California, Newsom, drew a crowd. He was being interviewed by some black radio host, I guess. And he he said during his interview, he said, so California Governor Newsom drew a crowd on some criticism during and some criticism during his Young Man in a Hurry book tour after making a comment about low SAT scores and comparing it to a majority black crowd in Atlanta. So what, you know how black people can't pass the SAT score?
No, I don't know
for
that.
Years, for years, ever since black people have been trying to get into the white schools, one of the reasons that they couldn't get in, and they would complain about this too, I remember we reported on this years ago, one of the reasons that the blacks couldn't get into white schools because they could not pass the SAT test. Because it's high standard for a white person to get into a white university. And so the blacks were complaining they wanted to go to the white school. And so the white people finally said, okay, but you got to take the SAT test. But for the blacks, they couldn't pass it. And they're like, you got to lower this. This is a white man test. This is not a black. For years they were saying that.
Yep.
And so the white people lowered the standard for the black people. Because the black people couldn't get more than 110 score or something. Right.
You get 100 for writing your name, right? Something like that? I don't know.
On the SAT?
Uh-huh.
It's not 100. No, it's not 100. You get like 900.
Is that an American thing?
Yeah, the SATs is... Yeah, it is American. Is this kind of foreign to you?
It's probably Canadian too, but that's revealing too much about myself.
Non-college kid. Doxed.
That means a Nittany pass a test.
You went straight into the work world. Like wait, but a man.
Did you pass?
I did have a semester at McMaster.
What?
I didn't do no SAT.
Wow. Well,
because in
McMaster
Canada, you don't have to do it.
Yeah. I was DL.
You don't have to. I don't even think you have. Depending on what school you go to, you don't have to because...
Well, in the black school, you don't have to do
no
it.
Standards.
I was doing Greek and stuff. I'm like, why am I doing this? And I quit.
Kurt, did you take the SAT test before to go into a college?
Yeah.
How much you make?
What grade did you get?
I got to say what I got.
Yeah, it would be funny.
I got a 1310.
Nice.
Whoa. Is that a high score?
It's like decent, I'd say.
Oh, it's definitely above average.
I know people that had better, though. So.
It gets you into a decent school.
Oh, okay.
If you want.
But the black could get more than, I think, 800 or 900 or something.
They talk about it in the clip, I know. I've seen this clip. I'm pretty sure I know what it is.
And so Gavin, so because the blacks could not pass the SAT test to get into the white schools lowered the test. I think they even don't give it to blacks anymore, but if they do, the blacks can make, 50 or 10 or 100 or something. And so Newsom, in talking to this black audience, made it clear that he couldn't pass the SAT. He like, I couldn't pass the test either. I'm like, y'all. I don't know if he said I'm like y'all. But he was talking to, he made it clear, I'm no different. Watch this from X.
I'm not trying to impress you. I'm just trying to impress upon you. I'm like you. I'm no better than you. You know, I'm a 960 SAT guy. And I'm not trying to offend anyone, trying to act all there if you got 940. But literally a 960 SAT guy. I cannot, you've never seen me read a speech because I cannot read a speech.
Nice.
Maybe the wrong business to be in.
That's just like a white person, too. To go to a black audience and try to please them.
Play dumb.
And pretend like he didn't pass the SAT school.
Yeah, I tried to do bad in school because I didn't want to be a nerd, too. I wasn't around blacks, but Hispanics.
And the blacks loved it. Some of them applauded when they said it. What a mess. But it shows how the Democrats and even the right-wing Republicans see the blacks. Much is not required of the blacks in society. Here are some of the comments at least we had a couple comments from X about what Noosa said.
Yeah, this first
with
one.
One user calling it the most racist thing he ever heard.
LMFAO, this is the most racist thing I've ever heard.
So when you said, who was that?
Vittorio, some person on X.
It said what?
LMFAO, this is the most racist thing I've ever heard. Quote tweeting this Newsom to a black crowd, I am like you, I'm a 960 SAT guy. I can't read.
How do you white and you go to an angry black mob and say that? And then another one? That's the last one?
Yes, he's not. This one's from Milagro Press. He's not like me. I could read by four. Have always been in gifted / accelerated programs / courses and scored well on my ACT and SAT. It's disheartening to listen to a room of black people laugh along to being mocked.
But they know it's true.
Yeah, was that a black female? It looked like a female of color
in the picture.
Yeah.
Amazing.
The women are always bragging and
that's all of them.
Okay, what do you say about what Newsom said and the reaction of the crowd, Kerr?
Newsom's trying to act black. and then they're laughing with it. It's kind of, the crowd.
Yeah.
They're just laughing along with it and applauding, too. It was
funny to hear the black people laughing with it.
Yeah.
Agreeing that they couldn't pass the SAT score either. But it was even interesting to hear Newsom say that to the black. I'm like, y'all, I couldn't pass the test either.
Well, it's funny because in the moment they are laughing with them. And then, hours later or the next day or whatever, everyone is saying, oh, this is why do you say this, blah, blah, blah.
They're like,
he's racist.
I know. What a mess. But they applaud. It's like applauding Jesus when a politician or somebody going to church and they praise Jesus. I don't feel no ways tired. I feel like going on. Hey, man. What do you think about what Newsom said, hate, and the response from the crowd?
I saw it in context, and I had no problem with what he said. It was the best thing that he's ever said. even though it's just he's trying to be relatable.
Yeah.
And and he is a phony evil politician. But politicians are notoriously average. Well, he's below average. But the people just want to be mad. This is not a good example of racism, quote unquote. The real racism is when they allow the black crime to go out of control. And pretend like white racism is real. That's the real racism.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the real evil,
Yeah.
This stuff is just, who cares?
Anchorman, what do you think about what Newsom said and the crowd's reaction right then?
I wouldn't
about
be
it?
Able to walk into a room of people and say that to them because I'm thinking that they'll see through me or something. I wouldn't be able to walk into a room of black people and say, I'm dumb just like you. But then, because I'm thinking they're people, they'd be able to see, but they don't see through that. They're laughing with it. I mean, it just makes me think of this deep sleep you've been trying to wake people up out of for years. It's a total hypnotism. It's a total spiritual sleep.
What a mess.
He talks about how he was autistic and stuff like that, or couldn't read. Not autistic, but that other thing where you're dyslexic. He had dyslexia.
Oh, he did?
And so he couldn't read. He would swap letters and different things. And his mother hid it from him so that she wouldn't be held back by his mind, his mindset or something.
So is a dyslexic person the one that says, N-word?
No, that's
where.
A different kind.
It's Tourette's, right?
Yeah, that's Tourette's syndrome. Oh,
you mean the fake disease, Tourette's?
When the blacks is on the stage speaking, N-word!
I like his shamelessness, though. You could be more shameless and just kind of be real, in a sense. He was trying to be like Trump, real.
But that's not how Trump
really. I know. No, he was acting.
Right.
He was acting.
It doesn't work when you act real.
He's so shameless.
You have to be real. I'll be back in a moment, folks. 888-77-JESSE. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
Hello, how are you? I'm living on the moon. I'm calling from a telephone inside of a saloon. The only other person here left many years ago. And now I sit here at the bar feeling so alone.
Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. 888-7753-773. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. That's Hake over there, the expert, one of the experts here. And his show come up right after my show, thehakereport.com. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. That's him right over there, one of the experts here. The American Anchor Baby right after the thehakereport.com. And then brand new episodes of Puncher TV, produced by Kurt. Brand new episodes every Wednesday at 2 p.m. All right. I want you guys to quickly respond to this, and then we get to some calls. And so Newsom went through this interview while, I guess, on a tour to sell his little book. He told the black, I'm like, y'all, I couldn't pass the SAT either. I'm not one of those smart white guys. I got the low 150 on score two, whatever you said. And they applauded. And then they got mad. Well, at least some. And so it was interesting to see a white man finally tell the truth about how black people couldn't pass the SAT. He didn't say it all like this, but it's been known for years that the blacks could not pass the same SAT test that white people could. So the white people lowered and lowered and lowered the standards so the blacks didn't get into the university. And now the university was screwed up, by the way. So people criticized Gavin for that. And Gavin responded to the backlash, CBS LA. Newsom lashed out at a conservative critic who claimed he gave a racist answer to a question about his memoir. Watch it for CBS LA.
So Governor Newsom was in Atlanta over the weekend, and he was asked about overcoming challenges in his own life having to do with his memoir. His answer to that question led to accusations of racism. Newsom and his allies are calling it fake outrage.
And I just want to thank you.
Governor Newsom on a national tour promoting his new memoir. On Sunday in Atlanta at a forum hosted by Atlanta's mayor, Newsom was asked about how overcoming his own challenges, including dyslexia, helped shape him. Some high-profile conservatives pounced on his answer, claiming Newsom was being racist.
What do you want us to take from that and where you are today?
I'm not trying to impress you. I'm just trying to impress upon you. I'm like you. I'm no better than too. You. You know, I'm a 960 SAT guy. You've never seen me read a speech.
Critics claimed Newsom's answer was directed at a black audience. Conservative talk show host Sean Hannity posted, "Governor Newsom thinks a 960 SAT makes him like black Americans. Let that sink in." Newsom shot back, replying with profanity. "You didn't give an expletive about the President of the United States of America posting an 8 video of President Obama." Newsom goes on to say, "Spare me your fake expletive outrage."
But what does that have to do with what he said to the black audience?
Is cussing people out black too?
Cussing seem to be the thing now. Everybody and they mama cursing in public.
Out of control.
Yes.
And it's showy cussing.
And so even when those kids were encouraged to go out and protest, they were cursing too.
In the classroom too.
Right. Amazing. And so the Democrats came out to Newsom's defense. Watch this from CBS LA.
Democrats came to Newsom's defense.
Did you hear the word black anywhere in there? I didn't hear the word black.
Now let's look at the crowd. Looks like a lot of non-black faces in the crowd to me. What about the line to get in there?
Atlanta's mayor, who hosted the forum, also defended Newsom, saying his answer was not an attack. It was a moment of vulnerability. But South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott had a different take, saying black Americans aren't your low bar. Scott goes on to say, stop using your mediocre academics as a way to patronize communities.
Don't patronize.
He said, we've built empires. Tim Scott said.
Where are they?
In history. Ancient history. Although some dispute even that, but I don't.
Derek said this reminds him of what Obama told the blacks in PA. Camilla went to school.
Witcher.
Oh, Camilla went to school, Witcher. Black people, the poor blacks. So what do you think about the response to what Newsom said?
The response to Newsom from the Democrats?
Yeah, and the Republicans.
They're stupid. they're just all stupid. And I think it's because they all hate Trump so much that they'll do anything against him, literally anything. So they're doubling down on their stupidity and their... I don't want to say the word I was about to say. Yeah, on their stupidity.
Yeah. Amazing, huh? They, you're right. They'll go along with anything right now that would look like it making Trump look bad.
Yep.
I totally agree. 100%. And you say hey to the response?
Both sides right now are being ridiculous. Although the right has a little bit more of a point. In that it's a phony guy trying to be relatable to low people, low education level people. Whereas Trump is more relatable. I mean, yes.
Trump relates to everybody just by being Trump.
Yep.
He doesn't have to put on a fake personality as he was in. It's all fake.
Yeah, and he's contributing to the culture that I mentioned, that I hinted at, where I had to play like I was dumber to fit in.
Yeah.
And that's what he's kind of doing.
Newsom, amazing. Yes, Nick, you say to the outrage.
Yeah, but both sides are playing like they love black people, but they don't. They're using them, and it's crazy. And again, I'll just say it again, like, I just didn't think I could be able to walk into a room of black people and say something like that. So apparently you can.
Yeah, you gotta be shameless.
Yeah.
And just keep on having an easy smile and just keep on lying.
And that they would just eat it up. It's such a hypnotism. And the Republicans don't love black people either. And they want to go on with lies too. So what this shows me, they're all afraid of them. They're all afraid and don't love them because they have to say lies. They have to now stand behind Tim Scott and be like, yeah, empires.
What empire did they build?
Mali or Kush, something like that.
What's a Kush?
Ask Ronnie from Ohio.
The black people built a Kush?
Kush, K-U-S-H, empire. It's in, like, North Africa, so it's debatable how black exactly it is. But, but it's part black.
Yeah. Haile Selassie, part black.
Where is that?
Ethiopia, a long time ago.
Oh, you mean that those little dirty huts?
What? I don't know much about
yeah,
that.
But they
know
look more nice.
Huh?
They look nice, though. Clay. Oh.
And so they got, did the blacks build anything in America?
A little bit.
Any empire in America?
Oh, no. Not an empire.
How come they always go to the hut?
We kept on tearing down their stuff in America.
And you say, Derek,
that's not funny.
Derek, who can't be in the studio right now because that's on the phone, he said there is a 13 to 14
clip.
Oh, clip of Garrison saying that he read a 260-page book in 90 minutes.
Wow!
Do we have that, Nick?
Oh, he says we have it.
Yes. No, I think he's just saying that there is a clip out there.
Yeah,
I've seen that. I think
I noticed though that most politicians, except for Trump, when they go speak to a black audience, predominantly black audience, they always say stupid things in front of the blacks because they're trying to please the blacks, so they have to lower themselves or their standards to please the blacks. That tends to happen a lot.
I have never heard Trump talk black.
Except for Trump.
I've heard everybody else try to talk a little bit more loosey-goosey and black around blacks.
Yeah. Newsom, one last thing, then I'll take some calls. Newsom tends not to have a grip on himself.
What makes you say that?
He seemed to be just floundering around and not really in control of himself at all. He went over to overseas when Trump never over there, over that little conference over there, and said some stupid stuff. And I think what you're saying, he's trying to act like Trump, but it's not real.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just an actor, yeah.
And it's not real.
But I think it's because he knows that he's going to get support no matter what. So he can just say whatever.
But look like anyone can tell that it's not real.
Yeah, but for whatever reason, people go along with it still. Because he's a Democrat, I guess.
That's why.
Are they thinking that he's going to be a presidential candidate? Is that why they're promoting him so much?
Yeah.
Yeah, some people are thinking that. You had another thing about that?
Yeah, with this comment in particular, I think is the glaring example of what you're saying.
Yes or no?
His wife has a grip on him.
Who?
Gavin's wife.
I know. I remember seeing him doing a press conference once recently, and according to a report, she stepped up and pushed him away from the podium, and she started talking about abortions or these women are here, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And he just took it.
She was scolding the reporters.
Amazing. Nick, Newsom said what he said. Whether he liked it or not, agreed or not. Well, that's a reason to be angry at Newsom. For anyone to get angry at him.
No, not this.
Nothing he said?
No.
The blacks should not be angry about that?
Angry at Newsom? No.
And why not?
If anything, and I don't mean this, it's like, oh, if anything, you should be angry at yourselves. But, like, I don't even mean that. I meant that more to say, you should reflect on your own actions, like how you got yourself here, to believe lies. But no, there's just no reason for that. There's no reason for that.
Is there any reason for anybody to be mad at what Newsom said?
Nope.
And why not?
Because you shouldn't let what other people say affect you.
How about when you say that? Hey, should the blacks or anyone be angry at what Newsom said about He can pass LA. I'm like, y'all, I can't pass LA SAT score either.
No, you should not be angry at a charmer trying to charm the charmed.
What a mess. Let me go to Tony out of California. Let's see here. Tony, you are on the air. Tony? No, Tony. Are you on mute, Tony? Derek, let me know if he's on mute. Let me go to Lee, a first-time caller out of North Carolina. Lee, you are on the air.
Hello. Yes, sir. How you doing, Desi?
All is well, Lee.
That's great, man. I love watching your show. I love hearing about your life story. I hate that you are out in, what, California or something like that?
Yeah, I'm in Los Angeles.
Down south, man.
I'm sorry?
I wish you was southeastern, man, located southeastern.
We're going to be giving some talks around the country, so I may give one there. If we do, we'll let you know.
All right. But I had a question.
Okay.
What's wrong with the transgenders? Why can't they find good and love in their heart and they talking all these lies like they speak of love, but yet they hating everybody?
Because they're angry at their mothers. Transgenders hate their mothers so much. They have taken on the spirit, the identity of their mothers, and they literally feel that way. So they only have hatred instead of love. And when you disagree with them, they call it hate. But they're the one that have the hate as well.
I agree.
Yeah, they're very evil and dangerous because the hatred they have is overwhelming. They can't hardly handle it. Oh, you know what else, Lee? Now they're taking all kind of medications to try to change their body form. So that's having a negative effect on them. And they're inwardly empty and lost, and they don't know why. And the people are lying to them. So it's all in turn to be angry. And if they don't change this, it's going to get worse before it get better.
I agree, but I also believe they're mentally ill by demons, evil spirits.
100%. It is.
Do you think Revelations is on the horizon soon?
It's already happening. It's been happening for a while.
Yeah. I think so. Okay.
Thank you, Lee. Amazing. Well, man, I appreciate it.
Yes, man. Yes, sir. I love you, man. God bless you. I keep you in my prayers, and I'd love to meet you one day, sir.
Absolutely. Same here. Thank you, Lee. I appreciate the prayers. 888-7753-773. Let me... Tony. Oh, okay. Let me go to Tony again. Let me try Tony out of California. Tony, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Hey, Tony.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great today, my friend.
Go ahead.
It's always good to see the sunlight. I'm calling. How do you feel about Trump now with all these allegations and the Epstein files is killing him?
Tony, ask me something else. Don't you say the same thing, and the Epstein files ain't got nothing to do with you or anyone else. Ask me something different this time. Ask me something real and different this time. I'm going to give you a chance. Ask me something. How you feel about the Epstein file? And how you feel about that? Ask me something else, Tony. Something else. You don't have to agree. Okay. But ask something else, not nosy stuff.
Okay.
Don't ask me somebody else personal business stuff.
Okay, I understand you don't want to talk about that.
You're not going to ask me anything different?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you now.
Or make a different kind of statement.
Okay, this is a question I have for you. You know, in America, pastors and churches always ask for money for God. Satan never asks for money. Why is that?
What, Tony? What's wrong with you, Tony?
I'm asking you a question.
Are you like a grown up? How old are you?
Come on, Jesse. Answer the question.
Tony, how old are you?
This follow your category. You should.
Bye, Tony. 888-7753. Tony is like 60-some years old. What's wrong with him? What's wrong with you, Tony? Super chats.
Biggest is now a member on the Jesse Lee Peterson Buy Me a Coffee, which is buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Thank you, Biggest. Welcome.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate that. Thanks for your support.
Yeah, monthly supporter.
Right on.
He also supports Hake, by the way.
Right on.
No Mo Thoughts bought our coffee. Happy 36 to Bond. I was in my mama's belly when it started.
Wow. Bond is older than you. What the? Thank you.
Nice.
Appreciate the birthday wish.
Moses P., good morning, Jesse, and the amazing team.
Good morning.
Salute, 100.
Right on.
Anger is, we did a poll on the Jesse Lee Peterson live chat on YouTube. Normal, 15% said normal. 12% said 7% said anger is protection. 12% said it's both normal and protection, and 66% said it's neither normal nor protection.
Wow, I can't believe that majority of human beings, when did this happen? Everyone used to know that anger was evil. Why do you think the kids lose their innocence with angry parents? When they fight, when the mother's imposing and controlling. If anger were good, why doesn't something good come from anger? Why do you think that? What happened? Thank you, though. Amazing poll.
Anthony L. gave a cityscape, a nighttime cityscape with a purple-black sky and a blue and light blue buildings. Very nice.
Thank you. Amazing.
Brandy from Hawaii. Kane, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it. Genesis 4, 6, and 7.
Amazing. That's deep.
And that's a quote from God.
I rest my case.
Moses P., happy country and western Tuesday. Jockey riding a horse emoji.
Yeah. Amazing.
Jermaine, hey, Jesse, good morning, y'all. Don't know if for sure, but if I was a parable or not, but Jesus, if it was a parable or not, but Jesus walking on water, almost everybody makes it physical. When it was spiritual, be still and tell the storm to calm. But Peter had doubts. Focus on me, Jesus says. Lay down your heavy-hearted and burdens.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jermaine. Pardon if I butchered that a little. Andrew T. from Derby, UK. I wonder if Gavin Newsom has any hot sauce in his purse.
So one of those blacks should have asked that. Oh, I have a question, Mr. News. Do you have hot sauce in your purse as well? Since your SAT score is as low as the blacks. Amazing. Thank you.
Mark Liu bought a coffee. Anger is like a painkiller. It is just able to hide the problem and let you continue to destroy yourself.
That's for sure. I can't believe any human being on the planet think anger is good. But they do. I hear it all the time. There was a young lady called yesterday defending anger. She said, Jesus, anger. Jesus turned over the table. And she meant well because that's what she'd been taught as well for some reason. Amazing. Thank you, though.
Fazul, happy birthday, Bond. Amazing.
Thank you. 36 years of my nonprofit Bond, Rebuilding the Family by Rebuilding the Man. Amazing.
Welcome new members on the Jesse Lee Peterson channel, 26354MR and Speedball 6365. Thank you guys for joining.
Thank y'all. Amazing.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And over on Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App. You guys can support. Thank you kindly.
Thank y'all.
And let me just double check on Rumble. Any Rumble rants? Thank you to the Rumble supporters. And thank you guys. We'll have to read the rest later.
Amazing. Thank you. What the? I got to take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and more of your super chats right after the hate news and not the fake news. Back in a moment.
Where the new flowers grow, early men in the springtime, the sun sinking low.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bond, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
crazy, crazy, serious mess going on in this here old world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, February 24th, AD 2026. There's one line open. Hang tight, callers. You first-time callers, some of you guys, I see you on hold. And others on hold and others calling in. You are welcome to call in, even during hate news, not fake news, which it is right now. And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats and more great stories. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports the United States government has to refund, supposedly, at least $134 billion, with a B, dollars in tariff revenue, which the so-called Supreme Court supposedly ruled was collected illegally, so they claimed. You probably paid higher prices due to these tariffs, but unfortunately you won't get a slice of the refunds, says Commie Nonsense Network. But nice. Maybe we shouldn't give it back. Anyway, State of the Union addresses tonight. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, will deliver the 2026 State of the Union address, supposedly we're a union. Doesn't feel like it. To the 119th Congress tonight, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, 8 Central. Figure it out if you're Mountain Time, because there's Mountain Standard and Mountain Daylight, and other if you're Alaska or Hawaii or wherever. Figure it out. You probably already know. The primetime speech will allow our greatest president, Trump, to outline his administration's goals and accomplishments and to address the nation's most pressing issues. And I think that he will, perhaps. It comes as a particularly troublesome stretch for supposedly for the president as he faces numerous domestic and international challenges. But Trump is ready for any challenge. In polling, Trump remains deeply supposedly unpopular due to, you know, propaganda and lies and overreaction and things like that. Battered by Americans' anxiety over the cost of living and dissatisfaction with his approach to addressing it. As Commie Nonsense poll released Monday showed his approval at just 36%, not too shabby, down from 48% last February. Wow, 48%. Bomb cyclone, the Northeast, reeling from an historic or ahistoric bomb cyclone, swept the region overnight Sunday and throughout Monday. Pardon me, I spit. Dumping more than 2 feet of snow across several, or at least a few, states. Dangerous conditions prompted multiple emergency declarations and travel bans as tens of millions of people under blizzard warnings hunkered down. Parts of the East Coast, including New York, Philadelphia, Atlantic City. I don't know if Philadelphia was considered East Coast. Is that on the coast? How close to the coast is Philly? Atlantic City, beautiful. Will briefly climb above freezing later today, but meteorologists warn that any melted snow is likely to refreeze after sunset, creating slick conditions throughout Wednesday morning. So don't slip and fall, y'all. And don't slip and crash, y'all. And Mexico violence. Mexico is grappling with unrest after their military brought down their most wanted drug lord. They were trying to capture him, but instead they killed him. I mean, he ended up dying of his wounds or whatever. Nemesio El Mencho Oseguera Cervantes. He died after being wounded during a raid in Tapalpa on Sunday. I think he was going to see his main squeeze or some gal that he liked, triggering clashes that left dozens dead. And I don't know if that's mostly cartel or also Mexican military or whatever. Triggering clashes that left dozens dead, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, not a Christian, or is she, said authorities are now restoring peace, security, and normalcy, supposedly, after suspected gang members torched buses and businesses while confronting security sources around that country. The U.S. State Department advised Monday some areas of Mexico have returned to normal, but cautioned U.S. citizens in Puerto Vallarta, beautiful vacation area, Guadalajara, and Ciudad Guzman, to continue sheltering in place. What a mess. Hopefully we can clean it. Trump can clean it up. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2.
Thank you.
got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's Tuesday. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, the biblical question, I haven't gotten an answer yet, really. And people have responded, but did Jesus say, you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? Did Jesus say, you must accept him as your Lord and Savior, and be born again? Did Jesus say that? I want to know. I really do want to know. Even though the biblical questions are there to encourage you to know yourself, know thyself. Know yourself. And knowing yourself is the beginning of overcoming and becoming free. For those who want to know, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, working out, making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, whatever, you can podcast if you just can't sit and watch the show, but you can podcast and listen to it still while you're moving about on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
All my thoughts, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing. I can listen to that song all day long. It's so deep. It really is. Amazing. I asked in the first hour, what made people, and most people believe that anger is good, necessary, and that there's a reason to get angry? What made you think that? How did that happen that majority of people believe that anger is good. And anyone, and you know that anyone that has anger is vicious and nasty and wicked and evil. And they would go out of their way to hurt themselves and others. If they had love, they wouldn't do that to themselves or anyone else. Have you noticed how wicked and deceiving and evil human beings are? That's because of anger. Why do you think Christ said, you got to love me. You got to love what's right with all your heart, soul, and might. Along with nothing else or no one else. And to love your enemy, love your neighbor as yourself. If anger was good, why would he encourage you to love? And he said, you can't even enter into the kingdom of heaven within unless you go and forgive. He's pushing love. If anger was good at all and necessary, why would God and his son try to encourage you to overcome anger? Why? He would just say, okay, everybody angry, all is well. Angry people destroy themselves, and they try desperately to destroy others. Where's the love in that? There ain't no love in that. Do what you want with anger, but I would recommend you overcome evil by overcoming anger with love. It said overcome evil with good. Anger is evil and is not necessary. But if you want to hold on to it, of course, hold on to it. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller out of Iowa. Anthony, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, Anthony.
How you been?
All is well.
Okay, good. I just had a question about suicide.
Okay.
I don't remember reading anything on the Bible about it. But I've been told by family that if people commit that act, they burn in hell. They don't go to heaven. And when I was younger, I was watching the 9/11, and I was watching people jump out of the burning building to save themselves from being burned. And some of them were holding hands and just very, very crazy.
Your question is what?
Do people go to hell when they commit suicide?
I don't know, and no one knows.
No one knows.
But I do know that. Now, you mentioned the burning building over there in New York during the terrorist attack.
Mm-hmm.
Those people were trying to say that, you know, they didn't want to get out. I'm expecting that they didn't want to burn by fire, so it would be best to die that way, a quick death, than to be burned like that. I'm sure that's why they probably jumped out. But have you ever considered suicide?
Yeah. I've thought about it before.
And why did you?
And I think I made an attempt before when I was really young.
You did?
Yeah.
And why did you make an attempt? And why do you think about it? Or have you thought? What made you think about suicide?
I don't really. I don't know. What was the question again?
What made you consider suicide?
Well, when I was a child, when I was trying to do it, I don't know if it was just something that I seen on TV that I was trying to mimic, or I remember feeling singled out, and then like how families can be when they single somebody out. There's a scapegoat.
Yeah.
And when I moved from California to Iowa, it was just a big. I was like 7 years old.
And when you considered suicide as an adult, what made you do it then? Consider that.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's just a cop out, like in the moment. Yeah, anger, not wanting to feel fucked up anymore, or messed up. Sorry, messed up.
Messed up in what way?
Like when other people are like, I don't know, when there's strings trying to pull you this way and that way, and I feel like there's, I don't know, they try to get a rise out of me and get me to act out, and then I don't like that part of me. I hate it.
Would you act out when they try to make you act out? Would you do it?
Yeah, like the other day I crashed out at a fucking, or my bad, at a, I crashed out at a, at my baby shower, because there was some, my girlfriend's mom brought someone that I didn't want or even invited to. I had problems with these people. And she's done this more than once, and every time I say something, she just don't listen.
And why don't you ban her away?
I stood up.
I'm sorry? You stood up.
What was the question? Yeah, I stood up. I said something, and then I walked out. She said, what's the matter? I was like, look, I'm going to crash out. I'm going to get pissed off, and I'm going to yell and raise my voice. I don't want to do this, but she keeps doing this, and I'm not going to be here. Like, I love my kids. I want to be here and stuff, but I can't be here with them. So I left. I stormed out of the building. I left angry.
How old are you?
And 30. And then, 33.
And what happened when you left angry?
I went straight over to my girlfriend's dad's house, and I talked to him for a minute. Calmed me down, and then we went back, and they had left when we got there. We just continued like it didn't happen.
Why didn't you tell them to leave, that they're not invited?
Because I don't trust myself sometimes when I'm in my emotions like that. It's hard to contain whatever it is that is. Like I've cage fought before, and I never get mad like that, you know, when I'm in there training and fighting. But I've certain stuff like that, and I can't.
Why don't you drop the anger so that you can completely be free? And when you deal with the issues in life, first of all, you're going to find that thing doesn't bother you anymore anyway. But why don't you drop the anger so when issues happen, it doesn't bother you at all? You deal with it if you need to, or you won't if you don't need to. Why don't you drop the anger and overcome it?
How do you do that? I mean, I've taken anger management classes in the past.
You can't manage anger. Anger is a spirit. It controls you.
Man, that makes sense.
So why don't you drop it? And you would never have to deal, it would no longer be inside of you. And so nothing on the outside of you or inside of you would affect you ever again if you dropped it. Why don't you drop it?
Is it something you can just turn off or feel like?
It could be literally take away from your mind and your body, the emotions and everything, and you would never have to, and I promise you this, I'm not just saying it, you would never have to deal with anger again if you drop it.
Okay.
Do you know how to do it?
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry?
No. No, I don't.
Do you want to overcome anger?
Yeah.
You got to forgive your mother.
Okay.
Because the spirit of anger that's in your mind and body came from your mother. You became like what you hate, and your mother imposed her will on you in one form or another, controlling you or whatever she did as a kid, and it made you angry, and you became like what you hate. And so you have the same, all men and women have the same mindset of the person they hate. And they say, I'm never going to be like my mother. And they wonder, how did I become like my mother? It's because they became angry and you become like what you hate. You got to forgive your mother for what she's done to you.
I've been not trying to forgive her, or I have forgiven her. Well, I thought, but I don't know. It's like something comes up and then it was just another resentment that I had. Like just recently, when we moved from California to Iowa, she left her sister and my two cousins, and I grew up without them. And I have some memories with them. And it was, I was upset because we're kind of like reconnecting now. And it was, and I'm talking to my aunt, and I'm eventually going to reach out to my cousins when everyone's ready. But
are you still living with your mother?
No, I'm with my girlfriend. I have kids.
How many kids you have?
Jeez, I got seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
What?
I'm trying to get to 10, but they won't let me.
And do you have seven with the same woman or different women?
No, different women.
How many different women?
Three.
You have seven kids with three different women.
Yes.
And why are you trying to get so many and you are not ready for it, mentally or anything?
That's where I'm at right now.
That's where I am.
It's like at certain ages in my life, I can recall like moments of clarity where I was waking up, but I don't know, more and more. Like the older I get, I don't know if there's going to be another time where I wake up and I'm hit with some reality when I get older. But I'm trying to make it so it's not so rough right now.
So you live with are you black?
No.
You Hispanic?
No, I'm Native American. Well, I'm Native American.
You an Indian?
Whatever term they use, the red skin ones, the copper colored.
You got seven, and you want 10 kids.
Well, if I don't get 10 kids, then I'm fine. I think I'm fine with seven. I don't know.
But you're not. Are you able to take care of seven kids?
I can't be different places at once.
Right.
But.
Do these women know you have these many kids by different women?
Yeah. I mean, I have relationships with my children.
And with the women, the mothers too?
I try not to engage with them as much as possible.
Have you noticed you cannot handle any other women you have children with?
What's that?
Have you noticed you cannot handle any of the women that you're making these babies with?
Yeah.
What is that like, knowing you can't handle any other women you're making all these babies with? What's that like for you?
Yeah, that's just, it's like, it gets to a point where it's like, you just have to put your hands up, take a deep breath. They forget about it. I just try to maintain the relationship with my children.
Amazing. And the reason you can't handle them because you're making babies with your mama. Every woman you get is your mother. And because you hate your mother, you hate all women. And you're just making babies with your mama. And you're never going to be able to handle them in the right way until you work on you. You got to forgive your mother. You got to go, if you want to be free, you got to go to her. Mother, I've been resenting you because you screwed my life up. You, whatever she did, and I realize now you couldn't help yourself. And I know your mother did it to you. You don't have to say all that, but I know now you can help yourself. I'm sorry for hating you or being angry, resentment, same thing. And don't ask her for forgiveness. You forgive her, and God will forgive you. And I promise you, he will change your nature. He will take away your mother's identity from your mind and emotions, and he will return you to the Father. It'll be amazing. But you got to face your mother, because all these women, all you're doing is having sex with your mama.
Damn. That's not good.
But that's reality. Every woman you have sex with is your mama. And that's why you become the boy and the woman become the mama again. And then you try to get away from one mama and go to another mama and another mama. And you're going to spend your life like that, making all these children. And then the kids are going to suffer because the women you're having sex with is just like your mama. And they're going to screw up your children. But if you forgive, God will forgive you and draw you into the kingdom of heaven within while you live. He will change everything about your life, and you will have a perfect life. Because right now, the spirit of evil is in your mind, and it's controlling you and making you do and think and act out things that you wouldn't ordinarily do if it wasn't controlling you. The anger is evil.
Anger is evil.
Anger is evil. There's no love in anger at all. Every human being, that's why human beings are so wicked, because they're angry. And God said you can never trust an angry person. An angry male or female is a murderer. They are liars,
yeah,
and they will hurt. You got to drop the anger, man. And you can only do that by admitting, I am angry. I do resent my mother. I got to forgive her. She could not help herself. Look at me. I can't help myself. The anger controlling me, so it must be controlling my mother, too. Forgive her. She did the best she could. And then once you forgive your mother, you'll be able to go and live your life. And if you want to talk to her, you will. And if you don't, you won't. But you'll be in control of your own life. You'll be in control of your own life. No one or any. It's so amazing, Anthony, that nothing or no one will ever be able to control you again. You will be free. But you got to forgive your mother. Every human being on the planet, if they want to be free, they got to forgive their mothers and return to the fathers. And when I say return, I mean forgive your father, your earthly father, for not protecting you from your mother. He didn't know how to deal with your mother in the same way you don't know how to deal with your children's mother. He married or made a baby with his mama. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with her.
No.
And that's why Satan can tell you, oh, you're not worth anything. Look at you. Look how people treat you. Look how you treat yourself. You might as well commit suicide. Satan is telling you that. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And there's never any truth in thought. But you listen to the devil thinking that is you. Hello?
Yeah, I'm just processing everything that you're saying. I'm going to process everything, too, after the phone's done.
Does it make sense at all, a little bit?
Yeah, it makes sense. There really is no love and anger. And it is like you're walking around as a murderer if you're angry on the inside.
Absolutely. 100%. All angry people are children of Satan. They are of their father, the devil. All angry people. I don't care who it is, Christian or non-Christian, religious or non-religious, Allah, Allah, Indians, blacks, whites, Mexicans, Japanese, Chinese, rice. All angry people are wicked, and they destroy themselves and anyone else that allowed them to destroy them. They would do it because they're evil. And that's why Christ said to the people when he was here, you all must be born again. You must return to the Father. So you got to forgive. Where's your father?
I didn't know him up until I turned, 29? And then, but he's been in prison. He was, in prison for, 14 years, and then recent.
Speak up a little bit right close to your phone. Come back to your phone.
Yeah. I apologize. I got in contact with him when I was 30 or 29. And I reached out to him. I have a lot of sisters on his side and a brother. I have 6 siblings on his side, but, I don't know. We lost contact. We don't talk or anything. I've sent them text messages and stuff before. No reply or anything.
Is he still in prison? He out. He's out.
He's out.
Okay, forgive your father. Try to reach him and ask him what happened. Why did he leave you? Why did he not protect you from your mother? And you got to understand, he went through the same thing with his mother, and he didn't know how to deal with her. Forgive him. And do the silent prayer. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. You got to start working on yourself, Anthony, to overcome evil. And I promise you, there's a place right here inside of you where on earth you'll have perfect peace. I promise you. I'm not just saying it, but you will have perfect peace. But you got to overcome the anger by forgiving your mother. And don't
I have to go in person?
I'm sorry?
I have to go in person?
How far is she away from you?
She lives in Illinois.
And you live in Idaho?
Iowa.
Iowa?
She lives in Chicago.
You can can you FaceTime with her?
I can FaceTime with her.
FaceTime with her because you want to be facing her if possible. Now if you can't, you can do it by phone. But you want to be looking at her, shaking in your boots, and forgive her. Don't ask her for forgiveness. You forgive her, and God will forgive you. When we can admit we are wrong for hating, being angry, God will forgive you, especially when we go and apologize, and I'm sorry for resenting you. He will forgive you and give you perfect peace. But you got to face her. And don't argue with her. If she tried to argue, you be quiet. Let her argue, but don't respond with the devil. The devil loved to argue. Never argue with the devil about anything, with anyone. You have nothing to prove to anyone. You owe no one any explanation. You just stop arguing with the devil, and you'll be fine. But forgive your mother. Do the silent prayer. Forgive your father. And I promise you, your whole life will change. But you got to overcome that anger. You cannot control anger. Whoever told you that, they lied to you. Anger control human beings. Human beings cannot control anger. Of ourselves, we can do nothing.
Okay.
So are you going to work on yourself?
Yep. I'm going to check out the silent prayer.
Yeah. Rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And any other questions before I run?
No, it's pretty cool talking to you though and hearing you in person, over the phone.
Was this helpful for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be working on something. It's going to keep me busy I'm going to do it.
Do it. And I promise you, you shall be free. Not you will be, you shall be free. You will be free. But you got to work on you and stop making babies. What the?
All right.
Forgive your mother. You got to have control over that anyway. You won't be having sex with mama anymore.
Easy.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. 888-77-JESSE. Can we do Super Chat? Super, super. Oh, okay. Quick break. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and They wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. If you need counseling, folks, we have the best counseling service on the planet. You may need one or two at best. And some people are like, hey, Jesse, no, I want to report in. I want to come back. That's up to you. But if you want to be free, one session may just help you. But it's up to you. Family individual counseling by phone, Skype, or walk-in. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to make an appointment. And be patient, because I'm really booked. And so sometimes people reschedule, or sometimes people, they have to cancel for whatever reason. We put the next person in line. If you already have an appointment date, we'll put you in, get you in sooner as possible, all right? Soon as possible. And don't forget to support us. Make a donation there and support what we're doing here. And I appreciate for those who are doing it already. Thank you. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate. And check out our merch. You can also scan the QR code to support Bond. You can mail it in at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. That's P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or call 800-411-BOND. It's a 501c3. All right. So you can get some of it back in taxes. What the? Amazing. And thank you all in advance. I want to go back to the phone first, and then some super chat. I want to get to Robert, a first-time call out of Texas. Robert, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Robert.
It's great to talk to you, because I'll tell you what, you've always verified my strength in making the decisions I've always made that made me successful and strong from the time I was a kid, because I came from a messed up step family, and I chose not to let the emotional vampires take over me.
Right on.
Okay. And you know what I noticed? Because, look, I work for a railroad, and our main yard down in the Texas area is right in an old black neighborhood, okay? So I see all kinds of stuff going on over there, like you wouldn't believe, okay? And I've noticed that it seems the angry men and women, they marry their parents.
Absolutely. You marry what you hate.
That's right. What they hate is what they end up feeding themselves off of, and it's just a never-ending cycle of hatred and ignorance. And I'm not talking one color. I'm talking all colors, okay?
This applies to every human being on the planet, absolutely.
And, you know, the interesting part about it, when you mention things like Jim Crow to people, because I grew up in Tennessee, people think Jim Crow is a liquor. They don't know what Jim Crow is or was.
Yeah.
They don't know what real racism is. And now you tell me if I'm right or wrong, but from what I see, a lot of things going on, it seems like a lot of people are looking for that easy payout. I'm angry, I'm mad, I'm going to act a fool, and I'm going to be uncooperative and not control myself. So pay me. Pay me for my ignorance. Pay me for my stupidity.
If you notice, and everybody and their mama are victims now, and then being a victim, they want something free, like they deserve something. But I do know that, Robert, that anyone, I don't care who it is, anyone that think or act as though they're victims are wicked, evil people, very dangerous people, and they would do anything they can to get what they want, and they don't care who they hurt, who they have to step over, or whatever it takes. Victimized people are wicked people.
Definitely. You know, the biggest thing that people need to understand is, and then, you know, when you're talking racism, I'm an American Indian, and my mom is Jewish.
You're American Indian,
my
too?
Real mom. Yes, I am. I'm from Tennessee, around the Asheville area. I'm a Cherokee Indian.
Really?
I'm
and,
I'm
your,
very
and
educated,
your mother is,
you know,
Jewish?
Yes, she's from the New Jersey area.
Right on.
So, you know, I chose to educate myself. And it's right there. It's free. And all people got to do is try, you know?
Yeah.
And when I hear you talking about the system, you know, when I hear people talking about systemic racism and stuff, I'm going to tell you what. I work at this big, giant company, national company. And guess what? There's a lot of minorities working there. And none of them got in based on their minority status. They got in because they put forth the effort to be where they're at. And people are making $500-$600 a day. Okay?
Yeah. Well, all you got to do is what?
Try.
That's all. Absolutely. Just get up and do it. Just do it. And it can't fail if you just do it. Robert, I appreciate your call, man. Because of time, I got to run, but thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Super, super, super chat.
Super chats.
Over on YouTube, Jermaine asks again, Jesse.
Ask!
Do let me know what you think about Jesus walking on water and how the Christians make it into something it's not.
I think it was amazing.
Because he seemed to indicate it wasn't necessarily physical, but spiritual, in telling the storm to calm.
Well, when Jesus walked on water, it meant that once you become a whole person, we become whole, you're going to be in the same state of that he was in. You're going to be able to do what he did. And that means that if you're in this, Christ said, you can, the things I do, you can do too, and even greater works you can do. He means that you're going to be in the same, when you return to yourself and become whole, one person, whole, you're going to be able to tell the water to be still, the situations in life to be still. You're going to be able to tell the mountain way over yonder to be gone. You won't have fear. You won't be divided. You will be in the same state that the sun is in once you become whole and no longer divided. And there's, you will be in control of your own life as he was in control. So you'll be able to tell circumstances to get away. Get behind me, Satan. Absolutely. And that's what he meant by that.
Thank you, Jermaine.
Thank you, Jermaine.
ADHD 777 80 HD. Clever. I just finally figured it out. He's saying ADHD, kind of ADD. HDHD.
What does that mean?
Attention deficit disorder is what it used to be called. Oh. ADD.
Oh, okay.
Whose dog is that when Jesse rides into the saloon? What's the dog's name?
Hassan's dog. And his name is what?
Sandy. Mr. Sandman.
Yeah, Sandy. Hassan's dog.
Very nice. Argalunas, because I love you.
Hassan and his dog. Wait on God. He waiting on you. Can I hear a little bit of Hassan's song? That recent one? Waiting on God.
The other one?
the other one. Wait on God. Wait on God. He waiting on you.
Maybe. Maybe.
Let me know if you get it. Will you? Oh, there you go. Huzzah!
God only knows. God only knows.
Turn it up a little bit.
Wanna wake up with you on my mind. When I lay my head at night, feel your presence come alive. Be still and know that you the light. Wanna wake up with you on my mind. When I lay my head at night, feel your presence come alive. Be still and know that you the light. Wanna wake up with you on my mind. When I lay my head at night, feel your presence come alive. Be still and know that.
Amazing. And that's the one where he is Ye or by himself?
Yeah, with Ye.
That's
God's
one
in
Ye.
Control.
That is a beautiful song.
Nice.
Waiting on God.
It's a different song from Waiting on God.
Oh, but and you can get that on iTunes. Is that right?
You can.
Spotify, yeah.
I mean, iTunes, Spotify, wherever.
Anywhere that your mama buy records.
Haas. Instead of Hassan, it's Haas for that one. Haas and Ye.
Nice.
H-A-S-S.
Right on. Thank you.
Argo Lunas, because I love you and want you to succeed, one nation under God, also known as Jesus. Argo Lunas.
Thank you. Don't quite know what that means, but thank you.
Me neither, but thank you.
Right.
As always, Argo Lunas. Marcus G. Men, stop being like your emotional mama and return to the Father so you can be one with God again and not of the devil. Let go of anger and forgive.
And that's something you cannot do on your own. We cannot just get rid of anger on our own. We have to admit that we are angry, men and women, and then it will be taken away. Confess your sin and you shall be made free. And the sin is the plan God, the judgment. And when you play God, you're turned away from the God. And you do all kind of crazy things because you're unconscious and don't know it. Amazing. So forgive. Right on. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcus G. Walking Roscoe, I'd like to ask.
Ask.
Ask. What is the title and artist is that great song about all my thoughts? Well, they've all been lies. I'm unable to find
time,
it.
Every time, no time. That would Pete.
That's Perfect Peace by Pete from Alaska.
Perfect Peace by Pete from Alaska.
As yet unreleased, I believe, but right. I think that he's working on publishing it.
Yeah, it's not available to purchase yet. It's an amazing song, right? What the? Thank you.
The username is Jay. If an MMA fighter drops his anger, is he still a fighter?
As a matter of fact, he would be a better fighter if he was not angry. Really, he would be an amazing fighter if he wasn't angry, because in fighting, he would be present. He would be aware, and everything that he's doing, he would see exactly what he would knock you out in a minute, because he would see that proper time, that right time to do it. So if you really want to be a fighter, drop the anger. That's a good question, too. Amazing. Thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, isn't suicide just another name for murder? Why do you say you don't know if someone goes to heaven if they commit suicide? Clearly, a person is already in hell in order to commit suicide. In hell, you would stay, right? Asks Lori.
Well, the only reason that someone would even consider suicide is because they believe the thoughts. And they don't know that all thoughts are all lies all the time. They think that because they have judged themselves and judged the other, now they feel worthless in the world or whatever. Satan tells them to take their life. But I don't know if you go to hell or not, because life is a gift from God. And God gave us this gift with no requirements, meaning that you can do whatever you want with your life. He gave it to you. You can live it in the light or you can live it in the darkness. And so if you decide to take your life believing the devil, I'm not sure if you're going to hell, because, oh, heaven, I don't know where you go, but I do know you can do what you want with this life, because you can kill your baby in the womb, you can rob, you can do whatever you want, because it's a gift. Or you can be free with this gift. It's up to you. So I'm not sure if you go to hell or not. Amazing. Thank you, though.
Very nice. And thank you, guys. I do believe I could be mistaken. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to first time caller, Brian, out of, let's see here, Missouri. Brian, you are on the air.
It's good to talk to both of y'all. Is this just Hake, or is this JLP and Hake?
Hake is here and JLP.
Hey, good afternoon, both of y'all, or morning,
hey,
depending on where you're at.
It's morning here.
All right. And indeed, it's good morning here, too. All right, so I just wanted to talk to y'all and just ask your opinions on tonight, what you guys might think is going to happen. And I'm just going to kind of do a precursor. You're both Christians. You know Jesus didn't condone war.
You know Jesus,
so
what?
So I'm wondering if there is anything
you
with Iran.
You know Jesus did what?
I'm sorry?
What did you say about Jesus?
Jesus was a man of peace.
No, what did you say about Jesus? You said you know Jesus what?
Was a man of peace.
That's what you said originally, right now?
What did you think I said?
Your phone went out, so I missed some of your words. That's all.
Oh, no. No worries. No, I said he was a man of peace.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
And I was wondering how that works with y'all's interpretation of what might happen with Iran. Not even just tonight, but, you know, within the maybe 6 months to 7 months it takes to get to the midterms.
Oh, okay.
Are you guys worried that he's... Excuse me, I apologize, I was seeing. Are you guys worried that he's stopped the wars, but where are we going from there?
You want to spy Hake?
Sure. I'm not worried about what Trump is going to do. I am looking forward to see how Trump resolves the situation and continues to bring peace on earth and goodwill towards men.
And then I'm not thinking about it either, because I trust the Great White Hope. I realize we have the best president right now ever in our country, and I believe that he would do what's best for America to make it great again. So I'm just kind of having a wait and see. Brian, I'm not thinking ahead at all.
Okay, fair enough, y'all. Yeah.
And how do you see it?
Honestly, I'm a little bit worried. But
about what?
Well, I'm sorry, y'all. I think that's pretty pleasant. No, it's just the Iran thing for me. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's a bad fit earlier.
Brian, call me when you feel better.
No, just one more question real fast. Like, okay, I will.
He hung up. He was disconnected. You were disconnected or dropped your phone or some, what was his name? Brian.
Yeah.
Call me again, Brian. This is how that you feel well. But don't worry. Worry is a sign of evil. Only the children of Satan worry. All right, so don't worry. Mike is out of New Jersey. Mike, you are on the air.
JLP, thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And congratulations and happy birthday on 36 years on Bond, man. That's amazing.
Right on. It is amazing. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
My question is about my mother and her texting me. Not all the time, but, you know, from time to time. Mainly it's been these snowstorms we've been having out here in Jersey and her, quote-unquote, checking in on me. And I don't really want to respond to her, and I'm just wondering what I do with that because, you know, she'll text me something like, you know, how'd you make it out? You know, almost like she wants to pry into my business again or, you know, something like that. I'm just wondering how to kind of manage that. I've forgiven her. I've moved out of my out of her house and so on. I'm just trying to live my life, you know, at this point, and I just kind of want to be left alone mostly.
But so if you don't want to respond, you don't have to respond. Do you feel like you have to or something?
You know, the spirits that are still in me, you know, tell me that I, you know, like, you know, like I feel bad or something, or I feel bad for her, or, you know.
What gives you the right to feel bad for her, and what good does that do?
It does no good at all.
So why are you listening to thoughts and emotions? All thoughts and emotions are evil and not true. Why are you paying any, other than being aware of it, why are you giving any other thoughts to it at all? Why not just don't do it so you can get over it?
Okay.
No, that was a question.
Oh, I will. You know, that's why I called you today, you know, to seek some advice to remind me that, you know, I'm in my head and I'm just starting to believe the thoughts and I'm having conversations with them again instead of being aware of them and just letting them pass.
Are you practicing keeping your mind where your body is?
Yes, sir, every day. All yes, right. I'm trying to.
Well, just stay with that and everything will be made clear to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I did have a question. I remember you said maybe about a year ago about something about doing 4 minutes a day, sort of like in the middle of your day. Do you remember what that was?
Well, sometimes when you first start out and you know, you find yourself caught up in thoughts and you're stuck there for whatever reason, you could take a minute, maybe go in the bathroom, sit down there and be quiet just for a few minutes just to come out of your imagination. But then if you practice keeping your mind where your body is at all time, you're gonna eventually be present with the truth all the time.
Right on. Well, I appreciate your time, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
I hope you have a great day.
You too. Take care. I got to take a break. Do we have time for Super Chat?
Super Chat. Super Chat.
Really? Okay, Hill is Gus, 10 coffees. Jesse, I've had the craziest revelations tonight. All thanks to the words you share. Amazing. I really understood what you're trying to tell us. You're really giving us...
We'll have to read that the rest when we come later. Back. We'll read that when we come back. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. One more hour to go.
Since I was 17 years old, and ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Some serious mess going on in this here old world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Country and Western Tuesday, the second month, February of AD 2026. It's the 24th day of February, by the way. And JLP will be right back to your calls. The lines are full, okay? So if you call in, you're going to get a busy signal. But you can call in every so often just in case a line opens up. You might not get a busy signal. You might get through to be able to get on hold to get on air with JLP here in the coming third and final hour of today's show, okay? It is Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, you can, if you so please, catch the Hake Report. That's my show. TheHakeReport.com is how you can find some of the different ways to catch it, as well as various links. Pretty cool, I think. And after the Hake Report, catch American Anchor Baby. Nice, nice. American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble and on buymeacoffee.com/anchorbaby. Say you want to give him a super chat and he's not live yet. You can super chat him, or he's not, he hasn't, whatever, overnight. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/anchorbaby, FYI, in addition to the JLP Talk one for Jesse and the Hake Report one for Hake. Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN reports, the masked person seen on the doorbell camera footage of Nancy Guthrie's Arizona home in the morning, she is believed to have been kidnapped, they say, was also at her doorstep another night. So says a source to Comedy Nonsense. Another clue in the exhaustive search for the mother of today's show host, Savannah Guthrie. The 84-year-old disappeared from her supposedly secluded Tucson home. It looks like Tucson, but it's pronounced Tucson. After she was last seen January 31st, we're now more than 3 weeks past that. Local, state, and federal law enforcement surged to the area, have spent over 3 weeks scouring the rugged desert landscape for Nancy Guthrie or any evidence that could bring her back home. What a mess, huh? And Ukraine today is marking 4 years. I guess they're graduating since Russia launched their full-scale invasion, a somber milestone in a war with no clear end in sight. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky honored his country's resilience in a video saying, "Our people did not raise a white flag, even though perhaps they should have, for the sake of lives. But what do I know? Nothing. They defended the blue and yellow flag," which, in my opinion, that flag looks corny. Not that the people are corny, just that their flag is just so lame. It's like, but anyway. Meanwhile, relentless Russian strikes on Ukraine's energy infrastructure have left millions grappling with blackouts and heating outages during one of the coldest winters in years. "He has not won this war," Zelensky said, referring to Russian President Vladimir Putin. "We have preserved Ukraine and we will do everything to secure peace and justice," he said. But he's kind of a liberal, so what does he know about peace and justice, truly? Anyway, there was this blind climber, Jesse Dufton. He scaled a 500-foot monolith. A monolith is a single-pieced rock. Wow, impressive. And that gal, Lindsay Vaughn, did you hear about that woman? Two N's, V-O-N-N, her last name, says that her doctor saved her leg from getting amputated. That means cut off. They did not cut off the leg. She posted a heartfelt Instagram video. Lindsay Vaughn shared how her doctor saved her leg from amputation after a frightening crash at the Milan Cortina Olympics. Speaking of the Olympics, Commie Nonsense Network's sister commies, AP, far-left extremist Associated Press, they report that the U.S. Olympic gold medalists, women, declined to appear at Trump's State of the Union address. I think that's the women, right? The women's hockey team, the U.S. women's hockey team. They barely have a hockey team. They don't even get to fight. Not that that's a good thing to fight. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
got to stand up strong. Think the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is amazing. It is a doozy of a question. Did Jesus say you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? Did Jesus say you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? Did he say that? I really want to know. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just got to run around, you can podcast the show but you still can listen as it is happening, no matter where you're going and what you're doing, on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday.
Yeehaw!
And every Tuesday, just a little bit of a reminder of my country being amazing. And it was amazing at one time, I can promise you that. So country and Western music reminds me of that. It is country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. Amazing. Amazing country and Western Tuesday. I want to go to Stephen out of California. Stephen, you are on the air. Hey, Stephen. You're on mute, Stephen. All right, I'm going to put him on hold there. Let me know. I want to... You know, we played Gavin Newsom earlier. According to report, he was speaking at a black event, or, you know, hosted by a black person. And he said that he was just like them. His SAT scores are very low. He can't do it either. So he's like one of them. And some people got upset about that. And so I was thinking about Newsom, and my producer gave me this story. He made a good point. If Newsom want to be like the blacks, he want to fit in with the blacks and not just get low IQ scores. He could be like the blacks. He really can. if you really, really want to relate to the blacks. He white, but he want to relate to the blacks. He can do it. He is a good example of what Newsom can do to prove to the blacks he's like them. From Next Buzz TV. A police officer quickly brought a 10th street altercation under control using pepper spray. Why is this? Now you're being black. Newsom, you can do that. Really, and you really show the black you're just like them. Then they may vote for you if you should run. You know, watching that, I'm thinking, it's so sad that this is what, not all, of course, but most blacks have come to. Animals on the street fighting each other and other people. I remember in the good old days, country and western days, black people didn't act that way at all. They weren't carrying on like that. They respected one another in the best way. They loved one another and others. This is what they've come to now because of so-called civil rights movement and the destruction of the family and the anger of the mother. And they've been lied to. And this is what they have come to, and they love it. The politicians and others love it. Because law they're acting this way, you can use them. Give them free stuff, calm them down, and get them to vote for you. Here's a clip of another police officer pepper spraying a guy who refused to cooperate with him. Watch this from Instagram.
I'm about to hit you. You're not aggressive.
We are recording
this. You're not aggressive for me. I'm a champion for the medal. I'm not doing that.
Get on the ground.
What, bro? I'm not doing
it. Get on the ground.
I'm not doing
it.
Get down
the ground now.
I'm not doing it.
Amazing, huh? And these are the people that built the pyramid. But this is what has come to. Because no one loved the blacks enough to tell them, no, be responsible for your own life as an adult. Drop your anger. Take control of your life and live your life. Nobody is against you. No one can hold you back but you. But no, they've been told the police is a racist, police brutality. If the police stopped you, automatically know they're stopping you because you're black. You told that to them generation after generation. And since they don't have parents at home that love them, what do you think going to happen? And it's going to get worse. And the reason it's going to get worse is because people that think in groups, very rarely does one person pull away from that group and think for themselves and be made free. But most of them not, because group people are afraid to stand alone and be of love. They're afraid of that. And it's going to get worse. There's a genocide on white people right now in America. Everybody act like it ain't happened. And when I bring it up, no, it's not happening, Jesse. That's not true, they say. And they love their anger. Lo, unto the man or the woman that call good evil and evil good. Anger is evil, folks. and you're going to have more of this. It's going to get worse. You think everybody and their mama cuss now, cursing the politicians, the preachers, everybody curse. Remember when it was an embarrassment to curse in front of, you know, out like that? If you curse in front of your mother, boy, if you curse like that, I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap and water, they would say. Lye soap. Remember we used to make lye soap? You know what lye soap is? We used to make lye soap.
How do you do that?
Make soap. I forgot how they made it now, but we used to make it down in Alabama. I think they make it out of grease or something. Lodge from the peas or something. I don't know.
Cool.
But they used to say, I'm going to wash your mouth out if you use those words. But now everybody cursing. And no wonder the young people now think it's okay to do it. Young people, every other word is cursed, whether they're in church or not. Lye sodium.
Combining sodium hydroxide with fats like lard and water.
Yeah, that's deep. Thank you, Derek. We used to make that. Uh-huh. See how independent we were as black people before? But no, we weren't doing anything for ourselves, they say. We did everything for ourselves, and it was amazing. That's gone now. There's never, and human beings are wicked. They can't help themselves. Forgive them. They know not what they do, and you overcome so you can be free. Let me go back to try Stephen again. I think he's ready now. Stephen, let's try it again from California.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Stephen.
Hey, I drive to work, so I'm going to do my best to speak loudly and clearly.
Okay, go ahead.
Man, I've been listening to you for like, I think it's coming up on 6 years now.
Okay.
And it's amazing to me that I've been hearing you tell people the truth for this whole time, and I still haven't gotten sick of hearing it.
That's because you love what's right.
Yeah, I love it, man. I'm in love with this truth.
Yeah, right on.
But I got a question.
Okay.
So my dad, he sends me a verse every morning. I think he has like an app or something on his phone. But every once in a while, he sends me one that sticks with me, and I ponder it. But today, he sent me one, and I thought, I wonder what that means. And then I was like, Jesse's show is on. I'm going to call him and ask him what he thinks. So, you know, there's a verse in Matthew. I know it's not Bible Thumper Thursday, but
okay.
Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is like a man that finds a treasure in a field, and then because of the joy that it brings him, he hides it and then runs off and sells everything that he has to buy the land that it's on.
That's amazing.
And it's amazing. And I'm like, I want to ask you, how can a man sell the thing that he has for that treasure?
You know how you said that you love the truth now? You can't get enough of it?
Yeah.
That's the treasure. And the way you run off and sell the land is that you're now overcoming the world. When you overcome thoughts and emotions, you will overcome past and future. You will overcome thinking, and you're going to live from knowing, from understanding. And you're overcoming the world. That's what it means to sell the land, that the world will no longer be your God, meaning people of the world, people, places, and things. You are overcoming that. Because you found the treasure within you, which is the kingdom of heaven within.
Yeah. Yeah, I can feel it. I can tell there's something. And, you know, when I first found the treasure, I didn't hide it. I wanted to just tell everybody.
Yeah. And it was a big mistake. But I'm glad that I can see now that it's not meant to be just thrown everywhere willy nilly, you know.
100%. And most people get excited when they wake up. Now they want to tell their family members, they want to tell their husband or wife, they want to tell everybody. But he said, go and tell nobody. And if you just grow, live with it, quietly live from it, live with it. And when you become the light, and you will, people see in you, somebody ask you, oh, what can I do? You know, how did you overcome? You'll be able to help that person because the words will speak through you. And that person will receive it because they want it. But if you run around just telling everybody, most people don't even want it. They're going to reject it, and they're going to hate you for it.
Yeah. I've experienced it, yeah.
So you're
and that can be disheartening.
That'd be what?
For a young. That can be disheartening for somebody that's still young, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But you will get to the point that if they don't want to hear, they have a right not to want to hear. They have a right to be in their just state of mind, be angry and lost. And you won't resent them for it. You won't try to convince them. You'll just leave them in their hell because that's where they want to be. And you'll still live your life and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay, so to sell everything that I own to have the treasure is just to keep on dying.
Yes. 100%. Very well said. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, Stephen. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
I will. And thank you for everything.
You're welcome. Amazing. Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to Ryan out of Illinois. Ryan, you on
here.
Hey, Ryan.
How you doing?
All this well.
How you doing, Jesse?
All this well.
All right. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Do you feel as though that you are the same person as Malcolm X and Martin Luther King? And the only difference that I think that you may say that you're not like them is because you're afraid to go against the grain. And if you need me to explain more, I will explain more.
All right. But I want you to, am I afraid that I'm like them, you say?
No, because, like, you know how you talk about the black people so much? Like, you, like, hate on your own people for the benefit and the laughter and the excitement of the white man. But yet you don't do the same to them when they're doing way worse things to your own people. But yet you say nothing about them. But I wonder.
That's what Martin Luther King and Malcolm X did.
Now, look, you talk about blacks hating and being violent towards whites. And that's something that they want you to talk about because they want to keep us divided. Whether or not your message says that we want to bring people together, but yet everything that you say out of your mouth always divides the people. So you only survive and live in this world is only because you don't say anything bad about the white, and you're not trying to bring us together. Hold on, listen to me.
But no,
if
no,
you
because,
try
hey,
to
hold
really
on a
bring
minute.
Us
hold
together.
On. Right, hold on. You made your statement, but you said that, am I afraid that I'm like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X?
Yeah.
Were they that?
Are you afraid to be like them?
Right.
What?
Is that what they did?
At first, they were against the white man. They were talking so much bad about the white man until they figured it out. And then they started talking about bringing everybody together and trying to find a way to fix the problem. And that's when they became murdered. You, on the other hand, always talk about the divide and the hatred of the black man and the white man. And once you start talking about bringing us together, they go off you too. You're only doing their bidding for them.
When you say bring y'all together, what do you mean? How will I say bring y'all together?
All right. So back in the day when our great leaders was talking about how we should just divide and be by ourselves, leave a white man alone, a white man is the evil man and all that, right? They were still alive. But once they start looking at, hey, it ain't really about that. It's about bringing everybody together, good versus evil, because there's evil in every color, every race. So once they started talking about us being together is when they murdered them. You continuously talk about dividing, and you will never talk about how we can conquer everything together. Because once you do, I'm afraid that they're going to murder you because they'll no longer need your voice, because your voice is only here to divide us. It's not to bring us together. Because nothing that you say on your show brings anybody together. All you do every day is divide.
When I tell the blacks that they need to drop their anger by forgiving their mothers and forgive their fathers for not protecting them and overcome anger, is that dividing or uniting?
I think that's just a blanket statement that you use to make it seem like you care. But a lot of us doesn't have family problems.
Is that dividing or uniting?
It depends on who you ask that question to. But yes, it's a dividing question if you ask me. Because no, I don't got no hatred towards my parents.
Ryan, when I tell the blacks to drop their anger, forgive their mothers, forgive their fathers,
you still never answer my question. You keep on going back to that, but you never answered the question I asked you.
I'm answering you a question.
You asked me a question, but you never answered the question I asked you, sir.
I'm not like Martin Luther King, believe me, or Malcolm X. I mean,
but do you believe?
Even though Malcolm X overcame, according to all the reports, when prison. Hold on, Brian. Hold on. When Malcolm X got out of the prison, and according to the story, he visited Mecca, and he realized that there were all kind of race of people together, and that he had believed the lie from Elijah Muhammad, one of those guys.
I understand what you're saying, so, but do you understand what I said when I first started when I spoke? I said that. I exactly said what you just said.
So you think that Martin Luther King, let me just finish this point first. Malcolm X realized he had been lied to by Elijah Muhammad, whatever they call him there, that
everybody has been lied to. It wasn't just him. The whole entire world was lied to.
Hold on. And when he realized that, he dropped his anger, and according to report, that's when they turned on him. Are you saying that?
Because they wanted him to keep pushing the black man anger and go against the white man, kill Whitey. And once he stopped doing that and he started realizing that it wasn't about that and that he wanted us to all come together to make something better of the world, that's when they murdered him.
So was that a good thing or bad thing?
That was a wonderful thing when he realized.
So
but what I'm telling you,
then.
My point is you are him in his old way. You continue to push the hatred. You don't want us to come together because that's when they'll kill you. You get paid off pushing anger, pushing hate.
How you know you're paid from it?
Because, Jesse, I'm not stupid. Ain't nobody doing nothing for nothing.
How do you know I get paid from it?
Bro, because you just like my uncles now. You get a check, my bro. If you didn't get a check, you wouldn't be doing it.
How do you know?
I know you get
What's
paid
your
from
proof
it.
I get paid from Who? Telling it?
Put your taxes online here.
I'm trying to find out one thing at a time, and he carried on. You got to calm down, Black, when we talk. I let you on so we can talk, but I'm not going to argue with you. It just ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. I let you on. I wanted to hear what he had to say, but I'm not going to argue. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Rick out of Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
Everybody and their mom will listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for Knowledge Today. Happy birthday, Bon. And may God bless Bon to reach out and see many more years.
136 more.
Thank you,
Rick.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that.
You know, here's the thing, man. I really like to help black people.
Why?
But when you talk to them, what I mean, like, if I can minister to them,
But here's the thing. When it comes to most black liberal politicians, or just liberal blacks, period, you can't talk about them about the faith, about the word of God. You can't talk to them about nothing because they are uninformed. I can tell you, Jess, I did an experiment that most black voters are uninformed voters. I did an experiment this past election, you know, and they just vote out of, you know, just whatever the media stands for them to vote for. You know, and understand what this kid means. What's this guy that just got on saying that you trying to divide, but yet if blacks don't overcome their anger, can nobody get along with blacks if blacks don't overcome their anger?
I was trying to get an understanding of what he meant that I'm like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, because he said he agreed with me that Malcolm X did drop his anger. And
right.
And yet he it sounded like he thought that was a good thing, but I'm not sure what he was saying. Hey, you understand what he was saying? Were you able to pay attention?
He sort of.
What was he saying?
He was accusing you of spreading hate for money, and that if you stop spreading hate, he thinks that that's when people get assassinated.
Oh, then the white man going to take me out when I stop spreading hate?
Somebody, yeah.
I don't understand.
Nutcase.
I don't understand. Go ahead, Rick.
And sometimes people be so they be trying to be so pro-black they don't even know what they're really talking about, man. You know, just instead of them, you know, looking at what's right and what's good and evil, you know.
Yeah, and that's what you I'm know, trying to like, encourage the blacks to do. And all people, the battle is a spiritual battle. It has no such thing to do with racism, which doesn't exist. It's good versus evil, and it's inside the human being. It's inside the person. And if you can overcome evil within yourself, you can be free. You can live in this world a free person.
You know, it goes, even, I think the Republicans should try and campaign in the black community. I wouldn't write them off. But here's the thing, though.
But Trump Trump goes to the black. He was down in Atlanta recently at a black cafe. Or black McDonald's or something.
President Trump is probably the only, probably one of the only black. Even Reagan tried to reach out to blacks.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Democrats just have that chokehold on blacks because they, most blacks, not all, don't research information themselves. They just go by what they hear on CNN and run to the bank with it. They don't verify anything.
I have noticed, though, Rick, there are some blacks who are starting to leave the plantation of the Democratic Party, and they are starting to think for themselves. I just saw a report. We did this report that the Great White Hope held an event for the blacks for Black History Month, and there was
many
blacks that
me.
Showed up for that.
Oh, yeah. You know, I saw that, and you see the grandmother. She said, I thank President Trump for making Washington, D.C. safe. And, you know, she was showing that how glad she was. And this guy named Philip Scott, you interviewed him before, Jesse. He come on there and say, just don't embarrass yourself. And I like to have the lady embarrass herself. She was thankful that her city was safe, and which the Democratic Party and black liberal politicians has turned into a hellhole.
Amazing.
But she was just thankful.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, too, I was doing a, before Jesse, when I was in school, I didn't like Reagan. But once I turned myself around and really read about President Reagan, this guy was a true alpha male president, man. You remember when he fired those air traffic controllers?
I was working for the airport at the time. I lost my job, and I was making good money. I would never forget that.
but you know,
hold on, let me take a quick break. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live Stretch Off on Pills.net. I'll be back in a moment. Hold on. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Amazing. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And after the Hake Report, from 9 to 11, the American Anchor Baby. Oh, from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And I forgot to tell y'all to like these videos. My producer would tell me to tell you that. To like these videos. And I appreciate it. So from 11 to 1, the American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him by God. And after the American Anchor Baby, I do shout outs for you. Personal shout-outs, anniversary shout-outs, encouragement shout-outs, congratulations shout-outs, wedding shout-outs, birthday shout-out. Shout-out, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And check out our merch, folks. Amazing merch. My books and everything. The coffee. I have my own coffee. E Black. Did you ever imagine coming from a plantation down in Alabama? With a high school education, I would end up with my own coffee. My grandfather and my grandmother must be proud of Punchy. Who would have thought? Punchy's Coffee. And then we have mugs and books. My books are amazing. Hats. The American Tar Baby. Amazing Tar Baby. That's me. From Raised to Responsibility, my first book. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America, the second book. The Little Small Pocket Guide, 7 Guaranteed Steps to Family Financial and Spiritual Success Guide. I wrote that book because I started my own janitorial service and I had no idea what I was doing. Lord, no, I didn't. No idea what I was doing, but I wanted my own business. And at the time, I was a medical transcriber and I couldn't afford a transcriber business, so I'm like, what can I do and it doesn't cost money? And I'm like, I know. I'll start a janitorial service. I'm going to come up with a little fancy name. And my name was a small company that does a big job, something like that. That's the theme. And I made up flyers. I put them out on the cars and the parking lots and grocery stores. People would call me, hey, can you get me to clean my carpet or do something. I'm like, okay. I would go and give them a price that what it would take to do it. And then they say, okay. And I need a deposit. Make sure that they keep their word. And they give me the deposit. I went and rented my equipment. and went back and did the job. Next thing I knew, I had 7 full-time employees. Isn't that amazing? So I wrote this because everybody, all my little fancy friends, at that time I thought I had friends, sophisticated friends, uppity blacks and some uppity whites. They're like, don't do a janitorial service. You're a medical trash driver. What would people say? You're doing a janitorial service, and the Mexicans are going to outbid you anyway. They're going to underbid because the Mexicans at that time were bidding low. So the people would go with the low bid. But I'm like, I don't care. I did it, and I had no idea what I was doing. And in 7 years, I had 7 full-time employees. I didn't even have to do the work anymore. I just went out and got contracts. And then when I sold that business, once I started Bond, again, I didn't know what I was doing. And I told my friends, I'm going to sell Bond. Stop telling people what you're going to do. Do it. Because you get your glory just by telling people. And most of the time, you won't do it. But anyway, I said, I'm going to sell my janitorial service. I'm too busy. I'm doing Bond now. They're like, nobody want to buy a janitorial service. See how people, they tell you their fears. I didn't know it at the time. I was like, well, I'm going to sell it. I'm going to try. And I put the word out, I'm selling my janitorial service. I had so many people that want to buy it. I'm like, what the? And so I split the contracts, and I sold them to 2 different people. I made back all the money that I had put into the company, and then some. I'm like, praise the Lord, even though I don't say praise the Lord. Then I started Bond, and I wrote The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. I never imagined I would be writing books one day. I'm black and slow. But because I look for the kingdom of heaven first, everything has been added unto me. And it will happen for you, too, if you want it. But check out my books. They're amazing. I will sign them if you like. And all the hats and the mugs and everything, go to RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, or JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. Let me go quickly back to Rick. I had to put Rick on hold. Rick, thanks for holding.
What's going on, Jesse?
All this way. I forgot what you were saying.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, we were talking about, you remember Reagan fired those air traffic controllers?
Oh, yeah. You were saying that Reagan fired the pilot people?
And I didn't know you worked for the Air Force at that time, so you lost your job as well.
Yeah, I would never forgive Reagan.
And, you know,
No, I'm playing. I don't hold that against him at all. But what happened when Reagan got rid of the airport workers, I was working for the airport. I was working for the hospital. At the time, I would go to work from 6 to 3 at the airport. And then I would leave there and go to the hospital. Then I would leave there and go to the airport and work from 6, I think, to the next day. And then I would take a nap and come back and get up and do it all over again. And I was making good money at the airport at the time, too. So I do remember when he laid off the airport workers.
I just think he fired them. And their union leaders gave them bad advice. And see, one thing about when you work with public safety, like such as the police, the military, hospitals, You can try and negotiate your contract, but you can't strike. You know what I mean? Just leave the job.
Right.
So the air traffic controllers consider public safety, and that's in your contract.
That's
because
sure.
I'm in the military, and that's in your contract. He tells you can't strike.
You read about Reagan, and then you became a supporter of Reagan.
Well, after I studied Reagan, that's when I was a Democrat, because, you know, the public school system makes you either a Democrat or turns you gay, look like to me, what I see today. So, you know, basically the public school system teaches you to be a Democrat. It really does.
And so you became a conservative as a result of reading about Ronald Reagan?
Well, back in 90, actually, I'm going to tell you, back in 2000, I want to say 2000, you, Sean Hannity, and Rush Limbaugh, y'all provoked me to start thinking and looking at things differently. And that was a big change in my spiritual life back then. Then I credit you, Rush Limbaugh, and Sean Hannity.
Amazing.
Yep.
Right on, man. May Rush Limbaugh soul rest in peace. He was amazing.
Yeah, man. I mean, he would say some things like, well, Jesse Jackson, he would say, because Gabby listened to Rush Limbaugh, I used to love his introductory music, you know. So I was working for a guy in Pensacola, Florida, when I was stationed down there. He had his own automotive shop, so he was listening to Rush Limbaugh.
Amazing.
So I was, like, listening to him, and he was talking about Jesse Jackson. When I said, how dare him talk about Jesse Jackson? But as I started really reading and getting close to the Word of God and started seeing how
where Jesse Jackson now?
Were, he dead.
He dead.
And guess what? You got black folks talking about why didn't they put the flag at half mast? You know, half mast like they did at Charlie Kirk. Yeah, that's what they was complaining about. Go ahead, Jesse.
Finish that point, and I got to run because of time.
Okay, yeah. And first of all, you know, to me, Jesse Jackson was corrupt, man. You know how when somebody complained to Jesse that, hey, I'm being discriminated on the job. And to me, what it was, once they make a complaint, they go talk to Jesse Jackson, the Rainbow Coalition get the money, and the guy that was discriminated, he just go back to work. What do you think about that, Jesse?
That's amazing. Jesse Jackson was not a good example, that's for sure. May his soul rest in peace, but that whole civil rights movement was a setup. Rick, thank you,
man.
I got to run because of time.
Oh, okay. Thanks for taking my call, Jesse. Love you, brother. Be blessed.
You too, buddy. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. One of my friends just texted me. He said, from janitorial service to being known all over the world by everybody and they mama. When I knew you, when, amazing. And I knew you when, amazing. This is one friend, we've been friends for like almost 40 years now. I know when he got married, his family and everybody. Amazing, thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Sophia, a first time caller out of Oregon. Sophia, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well.
I just was wondering, I have a dad who's in prison currently, and I'm wondering what I should say to him when he gets out. He should get out soon.
What should you say to him about what?
Well, we haven't talked the whole time, just because he got in an argument with his neighbor who was black, and
he
threatened to kill him.
Is he white?
Yeah. Yeah. He threatened to kill the neighbor because the neighbor asked him to move his truck, and then he got put in jail, but then he got on house arrest, and they put an ankle monitor on him. But then he cut it off and went back to his house. Yeah. Went back to his house and then got in a standoff with police and they had like their guns pointed at the house and took a bunch of pills and passed out, but he didn't die. And then now he's been in jail for months, but he'll get out fairly soon, I think.
Are you close to him?
It's in a different state.
Are you close to him?
Physically, no, because he's in a different state, but like growing up, I kind of only saw him every 2 weeks, and he was on a bunch of pills the whole time, so it was hard to do that.
And how old are you?
I'm 25.
And so what do you mean by what do you say to him when you see him? I don't understand.
Well, I know he's going to just act like it was normal, like it was the neighbor's fault and not his fault. So how do I get through to him? And I know his brain's kind of messed up from drugs.
By not trying to get through to him, you just don't judge him, don't resent him for what he's going through or what he's done. He could not help himself. And so just don't judge him. And if you want to be around him, do. If you don't, don't. You working on yourself so you can be in charge of your own life. And but you don't owe him anything.
Yeah. Well, it's hard because his mom, I was really close to my grandma, and she, his dad left him when he was young, and that kind of messed him up for sure. But then she grew very attached to him in like an unhealthy way and always covered for him, even when he did bad things. So it kind of kept him going on that path. But she's, how do you stop feeling so attached to like a grandmother, a motherly figure who is very, how do you say it? She's very frail. She's like 90 something. So it's hard to see her in a bad light or to not feel bad for her.
By forgiving her, don't hold anything against her. And then so that you can overcome her. And whatever she's going through, that's it's happening to her. It's not happening to you. And we don't have a right to feel bad for anyone because most people love their misery. They love their sickness, whether it's physical or mental. And so don't feel bad for her at all. You don't have a right to feel bad for anyone. Even God doesn't feel bad for anyone. Why do you feel bad for her?
I think I just have a soft spot for old people because I see them as, you know,
no, you have
helpless.
You have a weak spot. You have false love. If you have real love, you will feel the same about every human being on the planet. You will know that it's not them. They're being driven by evil. But you will understand and forgive them and not feel anything about what they are going through. They want to go through that. People go through what they want to go through because that's what they want. If your mother didn't want to be sick, she wouldn't be. If your grandmother didn't want to be sick and old and frail, she would not be. But that's what she wants.
Yeah. It seems like you can see the path of their lives just play out according to that.
Yes. So don't feel sorry for her at all. In your heart, wish her well. And have you forgiven her?
No, she's kind of not all there mentally anymore, so I don't even know if she'd understand, really, but
she doesn't need to understand. You need to understand. It's for you to be free from your misery.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive her, and if she understand, fine. If she doesn't, you and God understand. They don't need to understand. You just need to stop being angry at them.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's just harder for women to do in general, but yeah.
Well, it only because most women don't want to give up their evil. Women love being miserable. They love judging. They love being afraid. They love emotion. They really love it. They love their thoughts. But then there are some ladies are hearing them, and I talk to them all the time now. They're hearing, you know, I didn't know I had to forgive to get over this. I didn't realize that judging myself and others was the problem. And they're starting to overcome, and they don't love their misery anymore. So it can be happen. It can happen if the woman is willing to admit she's wrong for being angry.
I've seen her and him kind of have a real talk with me maybe once in my life. I feel like he's messed up from drugs, but he's not really. Like, there's moments of clarity sometimes where you can really see, but it's hard to get to those moments. I've only had that happen once.
Are you working on yourself?
Probably not in the ways that are totally best, but in little ways, I guess.
Why don't you work on yourself in ways that are better?
Yeah.
No, that was a question.
Well, probably an excuse like financial reasons. It's hard to.
You don't need money to work on overcome anger.
Oh, that part, yeah. I see what you mean, yeah. I'm just trying to get my. I feel like my anger stems from my lack of like settledness in life, like not having a house.
No.
Of my own, not having.
Most people a lot of folks have houses and they're miserable. They cry at night. It has nothing to do with your house. It has nothing to do with what you have or don't have. is your unwillingness to forgive your mother, your father, your grandmother, to drop your anger. And when you drop your anger, you're going to have perfect peace, and you're going to see your relationship with God, and everything going to be fine for you. Because if you had a house and a million bucks, with that anger, you're still going to be lost and miserable.
Yeah. To forgive my mom, I want to get away from her first. You know what I mean?
What do you mean, get away from her?
Like, I don't want to live with her first.
You live with your mama?
Yeah.
Why are you living? How old are you?
25.
Why are you still living with her?
We help each other with bills.
But why don't you go and live on your own and let her do her own bills?
Because I got to keep paying rent here, and that stops me from saving up for rent at another place.
Oh, you have
you
a lease
I mean?
Or something?
No, we both pay rent. Well, yeah, we both rent the place, so.
Is it in your name?
No, under her name.
So why don't you go and get your own place? You don't have to pay rent there. Let her pay her own rent. Or make her get let her get a place she can afford by herself. You're not stuck with your mother. Don't be stuck with her.
Well, she's not going to be able to afford a place by herself.
And that's on her then.
Yeah, but, you know, it's hard to want. It's hard to see suffering like that.
What?
It's hard to see suffering like that.
Well, look how much you're suffering.
Yeah.
And what do you have to do with your mother suffering? Your mother want to suffer.
Right, yeah.
So you're not going to live your life because you don't want your mama to suffer, and she's still suffering.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, huh?
Sophie, because of time, I would recommend do what you want. You forgive your mother for screwing up your life and making you feel responsible for her and your grandmom and your daddy and everybody else. You're not responsible for anyone but you. And I would recommend you forgive her. Don't ask for forgiveness. Forgive her. And then start working on your spiritual life and your physical life. Get yourself a job. Get yourself a little place you can afford. And start living your life.
Oh, yeah. I got a job. It's just technically I can't get another job because it's for the government and stuff. So I have to just full-time work that job.
Well,
I would work another job.
Work on your spiritual life so you can overcome your mother and the world.
Yeah.
And do the silent prayer. I'm going to have to remember, do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer, and call me back.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Okay. Super chat. Super.
Super chats.
Hills Gus bought those 10 coffees that were half, I read half of it.
Oh, okay.
And he said, you're really just giving us a heads up of all the good and evil that we're inevitably going to encounter. Actually, just evil and God/heaven. But first, we need to be thinking in a way of evil or nothing.
Every human being, everyone, all kept a color, male or female, is evil and no good. And then when they can admit that they are, even to themselves, they don't have to tell the world if they don't want to. I am evil. I'm angry. I'm out of control. I'm judgmental. I'm wrong. And God will forgive them. Forgive, and God will forgive them. And then they will become of good. It won't be their good, but the good of God in them. They'll live from that. But every human being is evil. Amazing. Thank you.
Hills Gus with another 3 coffees. Ha ha, wow. I forgot until now, but today I finally reached out to my father for the first time in a couple of years.
Right on. Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Mark L. calling for M, murdering someone, is an illegal matter.
Amazing.
That's right. Don't do that.
Yeah, I don't know what you're referring to, but thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mark. Mike Young. Hey, Jesse. Trump is speaking now. State of the Union.
Tonight.
Happening tonight.
Oh, yeah. The State of the Union tonight with the great white hope, Donald Trump. Some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king, and they hold rallies for the king. Some people call him daddy. I call him amazing. Great white hope. He's speaking tonight, the State of the Union. Check it out.
Nice. Thank you, Mike Young. Brian R., no, answering the biblical question.
Oh, what did Jesus say? You must accept him as Lord and Savior to be born again.
No, similar to the Trump fake quote about good people, very fine people on both sides. Didn't say it, but people of the lie believe it. Jesus did say many things about going through him to the Father, but as an example.
Thank you. I will put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Games for Red Kid Combo 1, Groovy Monkey, and many others. Thank y'all as always.
Groovy on a monkey afternoon. Amazing. Thank y'all. Nice.
And thank you to the Rumble crew, Pastor Chatelet, and many others. Thank you guys for your support. My dad and everybody, thanks for the support.
Right on. Thank y'all. I appreciate it.
Shout out to the YouTube, all three channels members. Very nice.
Thank y'all. Shout out. I appreciate it.
And thank you guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank y'all. Amazing. Amazing to Jasmine, a person I've called out of Dallas. Kathleen, a first time call out of Florida, and they call it to drop. I am out of time. Tomorrow is Black Excellence Wednesday and Manhood Hour. The Hake Report is coming up now. After the Hake Report, the American Incubator. Thank you all for your support. I am out of time. I gotta go and take some Father State brand new episode of the Father State now. Have a good day, and thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay present. Keep your mind where your body is. Everything will work out on your behalf. Amazing. Thank you. Bye now. You must know that so you get something went wrong, but face the truth about yourself and just seek first God's kingdom come.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up, you wanna disagree with what's going on, it's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear, you won't have doubt, you won't have worries, you'll be able to see, but you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.